It's time to answer another of the common questions that comes into the clinic at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Sean Riley joins us to discuss the age-old debate of ice versus heat. Dr. Riley, what determines which treatment should be used?
Hey, Scott. Yeah, it's probably one of the most common and confusing things that I get in clinic, yet it should seem like it's one of the most simple. I get this on a daily basis. You know, Dr. Riley, Sean, should I use ice? Should I use heat? And, you know, they get on the internet and they hear all different types of things. They read different types of things. So just kind of a general rule, kind of the price is right, if you remember that. So we want to remember the word price. So pressure, rest, ice, compression, and elevation. That's generally speaking what we want to do for any acute type of an injury. Okay, so when I talk about an acute type injury, that is an injury that occurs if you're, you know, like you've spoken in the airport, you ding your low back, picking your luggage up, you have a strain, or maybe an athlete has a quick injury. So the first 24 to 48 hours, we want to use that price, the pressure and the rest and so forth, to bring the inflammation down. So with any type of an acute injury, there's going to be trauma and inflammation to tissue or to the joint. There's typically going to be some type of swelling involved. A lot of times folks will grab a heating pad or some type of hot pack initially after an injury because it feels good. The problem with that is that with a hot pack or a heating pad, it increases blood flow to an area, which is essentially going to increase the inflammation, therefore making you hurt worse and potentially making your healing drag out a little bit and you won't heal as quickly. So we want to use ice within the first 24 to 48 hours. I typically tell patients to put ice 20 on, 20 off, kind of back and forth. Do that as much as you possibly can. If you're dealing with some type of an extremity, you know, a leg or an arm, let's get that elevated to reduce some of the blood flow. And then after 2 days or so, 48 hours, you can start to progress into a heating pad, some type of moist heat. I'm fine with that. I try to avoid sleeping on a heating pad or something of that nature. I like to keep it at like 20 to 25 minute increments, and that's typically going to make them feel a little bit better. And at that point, we're increasing the blood flow because we want to increase the healing time once we get that inflammation down.
So that's the plan for acute pain. What about more common and more frequent pain? Same deal?
No, that's a good question. So for those chronic types of issues, I'm okay if you use some type of just moist heat or a heating pad. You know, let's say you've just got to deal with chronic low back pain. Maybe you deal with some type of degenerative disc or joint disease. That in those cases, you can use heat. So acute, okay, quick in nature, associated with more of an injury type of a thing, okay? And then chronic is typically going to be anything that's going on a week-to-week basis. You know, the guy that has suffered for low back pain for many, many years, that's considered a chronic condition. You know, heat is obviously a good option there.
So I've yet to figure out how to apply ice to my back. Is that somewhere you just, in pressure for that matter, I guess you just have an ice pack and lay on it? Is that the best way to do it?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I use this company. I just get on Amazon and quick plug, Elasto Gel. It's a pliable ice pack that you can put in the freezer. The problem with a lot of ice packs is once they freeze, you can't move them. Okay, so this product that I use, Elasto Gel, it's a pliable thin ice pack. And what I tell patients to do is lie down on that effect on the ice. So it's your low back, let's say. You're going to lie down on that ice pack, the affected area, and maybe get your legs or feet elevated. You know, they make different types of wraps and so forth, but it is kind of a little cumbersome or awkward. Patients say, well, how am I supposed to ice my low back? A thin ice pack, just lie right down on it, and that can give you a little bit of compression as well.
And then we could do some potential harm if we go the wrong course. You said maybe heat in those first 24 to 48 hours could do some harm?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say harm, but it could slow down the healing process. It could actually make the inflammation worse. So, you know, obviously heat is going to increase blood flow to an area or circulation. So initially we want to bring inflammation or swelling down. So that's why we want to use the ice initially to bring the swelling down and then progress into some form of heat.
Whether it's chiropractic care or physical therapy that you need, the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab can give you the care to get you back to the lifestyle you want. Give them a call today to see how they can help. 918-743-3737.